What is going on, men? It's your boy, Crimson. This story that I'm about to tell is inspired by today's video that was brought to you by Pop, 32 minutes ago. Men have stopped looking for relationships. And, this story is going to take place in a canteenery called Bastards, back home in Downey, California. But let me play this.
Trend is being seen by all the other dudes, and they're just saying fuck it. All right, I mean, we have, was it 55 to 58% of all the graduates from college are now women. Some colleges it's a little higher than that, and the way the trend is going, basically inside of 10 years, basically the women are going to outnumber the men on campus 4 to 1, something like that. That's absolutely devastating moving forward, because women, I don't know if they're hardwired this way. I think they are. They date at their level. Okay, so say she makes $100,000. She will date you if you make $100,000, but she will look down on you because you are not out-earning her. And a lot of women, you got to out-earn them by 50%. So the guy's got to make 150K and have a college degree. Where the women just literally monkey branch to the next Panas.
God damn it, there's so much to unpack here. I fuck it, dude. It's like, have you ever eaten a peach that's like ripe? Not hard as fuck, right? In the store. I hate that shit. The fucking peach is like literally biting into it's like biting into an apple. I can't fucking stand that shit. Or same thing with nectarines. Wait, nectarines? Plums? Yeah, plums. I like them when they're all juicy and soft. That's exactly what this feels like right now. What he just said, it just exploded a bunch of ideas. Two theories, one story, and they all link to the exact same explanation. God damn. I love that. I love it. Well, let me get into it. Here's the thing. Women love to impress each other. They love to compete with each other. They love to do all this shit with each other. And remember when I told you, men, they abuse each other. They narcissistically and psychologically abuse each other. And then they take that abuse and then they carry that on to their relationship. If they don't respect you, they're not going to try to take on your characteristics. See, what they're doing is they're trying to take on your characteristics so that they can compete and battle with the queen bee, so that they can become the center queen bee. Does that make sense? That's the only reason. And I finally realized, like, the type of women that I've dated. The type of women that I've dated were loners. You know, they had more alone time. But the problem is that they're very insecure. They're insecure on many levels. And narcissistic people tend to have no friends. They're trying to too busy to impress every other person and get validation from everybody else except the people that they love and that love them, because they have never received a love from the people that they live with, the people that they love. Does that make sense? So they try to find and seek validation, not from the home, not from the person, not from their mother, not from their father, but they try to seek validation elsewhere, outside. But they can't hold down a friendship to, you know, to save their life. Constantly breaking up and getting back together, right? Which is a reflection of my relationship with my ex. So let me tell you something. Let me share this little bit of delicious insight. The reason why these women go to fucking college is to make more money. That is just an absolute fact. They go to college to make more money. Why? Because the money that is being provided by their husband is not enough. So, for fucking generations, these lazy fucking cocksuckers have been leeching off of us. And now that we've given them the ability to compete in the market, they fucking sit and complain that we're not putting out enough. That we're not doing enough for them. That the dating market is shit because we don't want to fucking sit in a classroom that like we did for 12 fucking years. Well, in my case, it was 13. It was 13 fucking years because I kept moving from school to school, and by the time I hit third grade, I had gone to like 4 different schools. So I missed a shit ton of explanations. I missed a shit ton of lessons. So one school was ahead, one school was behind, and another one was completely advanced. And because of that, because one school was advanced, I fucked up. I failed. I failed the third grade and I had to repeat it. Because I was nowhere near competent enough, and my dad felt that. He felt like he raised a retard, basically. So he took it out on my ass that whole year. He beat the fucking life out of me sometimes. Like, he caused the problem, and instead of taking it out on himself, realizing that, hey, maybe I shouldn't be moving from fucking place to place, and my son would have a stable education. No, he took it out on me. So, here's the thing. I sat in the fucking classroom for 13 years by being taught by teachers who I cared little to nothing about. Teaching me subjects that I cared little to nothing for. To then put some of those lessons into practice. Some. Never once did I have to use biology. Never once did I have to use my math skills. Never once did I have to balance a checkbook. Never once did I have to do any of that shit. In fact, it would have been a fucking life learning lesson if they would have taught me how to file taxes. But they didn't do that. They didn't teach me how to fucking negotiate. They didn't teach me like life lessons or a third language. No, what they taught me was to sit and be obedient and don't ask questions. Fuck where the origin comes from. Just learn what I told you. That's what I fucking learned. And especially coming from a kid like myself who questioned not only authority but everything in life because his dad wouldn't explain shit to him. I didn't learn anything. Because I thought, hey, if you can be lying about the pyramids, if you can be lying about all this other shit, then what the fuck else are you guys gonna lie about? Pardon. So, the women that I noticed that go to school are the very ones that want credentials, that want awards, that want recognition, they want all this fucking prestige and all this fucking attention and glamour. They want all this focus, this hyper focus on themselves. And they want to be able to date a guy as a trophy man. Who also just so happens to bring in money. And the reason why, right? The reason why they want him to make more money is so that they can continue living their fucking shit life. Living rent-free while making thousands and thousands of dollars. Not once are they going to fucking share that wealth with you. Not once. So when they go to college, they're not going to share it with you. And when they're fucking dirt broke, they're not going to share it with you. So what do they provide, really? I can't fucking stand it. It pisses me off. It's disgusting. When you ask a bitch, what do you bring to the fucking table? What do you bring to my life? What do you have to offer? What principles, morals, and ethics, or excuse me, principles, values, and ethics do you have to fucking share with my fucking family? They can't answer the goddamn question. But they sure as shit know how to spend your money. They sure as shit know how to dream and hope. Fucking useless skills. So the other thing that I fucking realized is that a lot of these women, the reason why they take positions that pay a lot of money is because a lot of those positions require patience and hope and faith. Does that make sense? Things like HR have positions of power and high pay. Selling homes has a position of hope and faith and high pay. Being a nurse has a position of authority and power and high pay. And I will guarantee you that if you ask them if they love their job, if they would ever do this for the rest of their life, every single one of them would say no. These fucking pieces of shit don't want to work, they just want the title and the money associated with it. And they have the fucking gall, the nerve, to turn around and say, yeah, we really want you guys to participate more. This article is actually a fucking disgusting slap to the face of every man, because they're the ones that created this fucking environment. Did you know that your boy actually fucking got a number? And when I gave that girl my number, we were texting and talking, and then the bitch just suddenly just stopped texting. And when I bumped into her again, I just looked at her like she was just an absolute piece of shit, and she couldn't help but just put her fucking headphones in because she was so embarrassed and ashamed at her fucking shit actions. Yeah. That's what these women have today. That's who they are. They create the fucking environment and then they don't want to face it. This is so atypical. And then they continue dating guys that do the exact same fucking shit. So here's the deal. Here's the fucking problem. I don't care anymore. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit if these people have doctor's degrees, master's degrees, fucking galactic empire degrees. None of that fucking shit matters to me. You can bleed. I don't fucking care. Now, with all this prestige, power, wealth, and all this shit that they've created for themselves, are they donating any of that time? Other than just glamming up their fucking apartment? Not a home, an apartment. By the way, I recorded a video of a home that I was passing by, and all that was in there was a TV and a chair, a recliner, and there was no curtains, no nothing. And I was recording it, and the fucking owner of the house comes up from behind me, scares the fucking shit out of me. I drop my phone, and all you can see in the video is just like me picking up my phone. And I was like, "Hey man, sorry, I saw this beautiful home, and I noticed that there's only like two pieces of furniture in there, and I really admired that." And the guy goes, "Yeah, this is my house. Like, why are you recording?" And I was like, "Oh, dude, it's just I have a channel," and I fucking deleted the. You know, I pushed stop on the thing and I deleted the fucking video. But basically, I was explaining to him that I have a channel and that I was, doing my thing. And I was explaining to him the premise of my channel. It was men going their own way. You know, we've dropped out of the dating market. We don't want to associate, dating with women. And we just want to, improve our lives. And a lot of the guys that I personally know have a situation like this, a really nice home in a quiet end of the city, you know, and the only thing they have is their car and two pieces of furniture and a working refrigerator. And he's like, yeah, that's basically what I got. Like, yeah, I agree with that. And he just like, yeah, I got divorced and my wife took half my shit and it was just this fucking horrible story. Like, he was going to get her pregnant and then they just fell apart. And he was telling me, like, you know, there was pets involved and his family got into a war with the other family. And so now they're falling apart and they were best friends since they were kids. And like, this is just gut-wrenching story. And I'm just listening to this guy and I'm just like, holy fuck. And he's like, so with whatever little money I had, I knew that I couldn't keep it long enough because this bitch, you know, was gonna fuck me over. So I just bought this house, and I'm like, it's a beautiful house, man, and it's a two story. It's pretty big. It's not enormously big. I mean, no, that's not true. That's not true. It's fucking big. Big enough for me. It had three bedrooms, two baths, like two bedrooms upstairs, one downstairs, a big ass fucking living room, huge. And I just told him, like, yeah, dude, again, like, I passed by the night before and I saw that and I admired it. I just took a video because I wanted to help inspire other men, you know, to not give up on their hope. And, you know, he's just like, well, all right, well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. And, you know, we went our separate ways. I deleted the video because I thought it was kind of like stalkerish, you know. I kind of put some second thought into it and I wasn't like, I don't know. Seems a little fucking bizarre. But my point is that, guys, we don't want to sit in a classroom listening to people lecture us, especially with, you know, the way that shit is. These fucking women are miserable and they go and teach and they share their fucking misery with other women. So what did you expect? It's like I said, women abuse each other psychologically. They share their fucking pain and they do it to each other. And then they go out into the dating market and then they share that fucking misery and pain with other men because they don't respect that man's time. They don't respect that there's another individual that is sharing love with them. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. Reciprocation is not in their fucking vocabulary, let me tell you that. It's very rare to find a girl who respects and honors a man, who understands that when she stands next to him, she is a perfect representation of who that man is, physically, visually, and vocally. She is a manifestation, a physical representation of who that man is. And I see it all the time. These women just run their fucking mouths just talking like dog shit. Just fucking just schizophrenic, just saying what's on their mind. Whatever the fuck is on their mind. And it could be completely wrong. So it doesn't surprise me that these very same schizophrenic women who have no one in their lives to pat them on the back and say what a good job they did, go to fucking school to get a degree so that they can feel like they're worth something, to make more money than the average man, to try and shoot for the fucking stars, only to realize that, oh, fuck. How come I'm not getting the good job that I wanted? How come I'm not getting... Dude. And here's the thing. Schools are like fucking army recruiters. They're just gonna lie to you. I can't tell you how many times I've heard... women go to school to get a degree only to realize that, oh, the starting salary is $55,000. It's only after you've put in years and years of work can you achieve, you know, $350,000. That's why a lot of these cunts go to tech. They go to the tech industry. Virtually doing nothing. Learning how to code. Well, here's the thing, man. What good is your job if I'm not on the app? What good is your job if I'm not tweeting or posting shit on Facebook? What good is your fucking job if I'm not trying to compete on Instagram? What good is your job if I'm not recording videos on TikTok? MGTOW TV is the only fucking site that I respect. I see all kinds of videos on here. 90% of it is broken men trying to get themselves together. That's inspiring to me. Every single day I watch a video and I'm like, holy fuck, dude. Like, I wonder if I can be as good as that guy, if not better. I've seen people change on here. From going from complete fucking annoying, just angry, hateful pieces of shit to just like hopeful. Just trying to better themselves. And then you see another video where they fall apart, and then you see another video where they get themselves up again. It's very unique. You'll never see that anywhere else. You'll see like these YouTube stars just become famous and they're always on high energy. High energy. And then they do some shit, you know, in their private life that ends up biting them in the ass, and then they have to make an apology video, and you never see the real person. Here on MGTOW TV, you see who the man is behind the fucking lens. Well, maybe not, you know, some people. That's fine. I haven't been recording videos like I used to because I like this style. It's not exactly the most ingenious or whatever, but it suits me. So, my point is that there's no other place on earth that you'll see that. You'll see women on TikTok fucking complain about their dating life, their fucking life, how shitty they can't find love. And then when you ask them, okay, well, you know, what is love? Well, love is a guy who makes six figures, and he's got this great job, and he rescues me from my problems, and I never have to spend a single dime because he covers my shit all the time. That's what love is. And these are the very same people that don't want to work. They had it fucking easy. And the moment that we allowed them the ability to compete in the market, they fucking took it overboard. Now, let me fast forward. Or excuse me, let me rewind. Let me rewind back to a time. I think I've told this story before. Where I was at Bastards. And right down the street, right across the street, was this enormous building that focused on selling property. Industrial property. You know, they would lease it out or sell it or whatever. And these women would get huge, huge payouts. Like hundreds of, like $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 sometimes. And sometimes they would make $55,000. Like every 6 months. Some girls, I mean, they would struggle, right? They would make a fucking fortune, $350,000. And then the next 2 years, they wouldn't make shit. But these women were constantly out drinking, talking about their sales, talking about meeting up with people, talking about, you know, just their life. Talking about their jobs. And I remember this one chick, I think I said this. She says, I'm intimidating. And I looked at her and I was like, dude, there is nothing fucking intimidating about you. I wish you women would stop saying that. There is nothing intimidating about you. You're a woman that's 200 pounds, 5 foot fucking three. There is nothing intimidating about you. And she wasn't really 5'3". She was 5'6". She was a little shorter than I was. But I just wanted it to drive home. Like, dude, any one of these fucking men can come over here and beat the fucking shit out of you. They choose not to. They choose to refrain from doing that. Like, trust me, there is nothing intimidating about you. And I just told her, I think, like, so stop it. Stop thinking like that. And then another group of women, you know, I woke up. I was sleeping in a car, in my buddy's car. And I woke up. And he goes, "Hey man, can I get that bottle of vodka?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And I handed it to him and I just started sleeping again. And then these girls come into the car and I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, these are my my friends." And I'm like, "What?" And this was when I was going through my red pill journey, like my red pill rage was like on fucking fire. So I just like, "Oh, fuck." And I just like stare out the window and these girls are all drinking. And then one of them goes, "Oh my god, I just broke up with this guy. Well, we weren't really together, so it's not really a breakup, but we were texting, and after we fucked, like, he didn't want to talk to me anymore, and then la 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 la," right? You already know the bullshit. You've already heard the story before. Not from me. You've heard the story many fucking times on MGTOW TV. Women complain about getting dumped by a fucking guy who just wanted to use them. And then she said something to the effect of, like, you know, there's no, like, it's hard to find a man. And I started fucking laughing hysterically. And my buddy starts looking at me and he's trying not to chuckle, right? Because he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. And I look back at her and I started laughing even harder. And I said, "Dude, you really didn't just say that with two men sitting in the car. One of them is a former Marine and I used to be a fucking business owner. And you really want to sit here and say there are no good men? That it's hard to find a man? That you can't find anybody to date?" And she just stayed quiet. And I was like, "You know what? As a matter of fact, like, give me my fucking vodka back." And I fucking took the vodka and I fucking capped it. And I was like, "You girls have had enough. You girls need to go out there and fucking unfuck yourselves. Like, you dated a guy who was trying to use you for your fucking pussy. Congratulations. You fucked yourself. Like, what did you expect from dating the exact same fucking characteristic that you've been dating since high school? But that he was going to settle down with you? That he managed to, instead of talking about how hard your life is, you know, and trying to romance you with that, he's trying to fucking guarantee your security? Like, dude, he's..." And the thing is about these women is that they go out there and they fucking, like, vomit just all their insecurities. And a predator is like, "Oh, yeah, you fear being alone? Well, shit, you know what, baby, sometimes I get scared too, and, you know, I like to just, you know, just be with somebody who's always going to be there, and you know what I mean? There's the bullshit charm, just the fucking faggotry that I hear all the goddamn time coming from a PUA. These women just, "Bah, here's my insecurities," and the first thing a fucking guy does is prey on that, and they think he's the fucking one. Because he manages the mental gymnastics and use a little bit of fucking Shakespearean vocabulary to fucking get this bitch to fucking drop her panties. The moment she does, they fucking bail and she's like, "What? What happened?" Like, you never took fucking, what was it? What was that class? It was English arts. Like, you never took English arts before, you dumb bitch? He played you. He used an artistic way to fucking, you know, to play your fucking insecurities. And he articulated it so well that he just managed to make you drop enough of your panties to fuck you and bail. So in any case, after I got my vodka back, they were like, "Well, I mean, your buddy's fine or whatever." And I'm like, no. You wouldn't pick him. And here's the thing. He's a hardworking guy. Right now, he's a broken mess because he has nothing to fight for. He has nothing. He has no one to provide for. And that's 90% of the men out on these streets. The reason why we're homeless, the reason why we're broken, the reason why we have nothing and no one, and why we turn to drugs and just die out on the street, is because we have no one to do it for. The moment we have someone to do it for, we change. We become fucking gods. And then when you back us up and you have our fucking backs, we're your slave. Don't you get it? We're willing to die on a fucking factory floor for you. We're willing to die to make sure that you don't fucking, that you don't ever have to lift a finger. And you don't appreciate that. You don't even stop to think about that. Because a guy doesn't make enough money, because he doesn't, he's not a fucking ex-convict. He's not an ex-drug dealer. He's not an ex-fucking, like, dude, unfuck yourself. And this girl, like, her and her friend were both staring at me. I'm like, I'm tired. And my buddy tried to calm me down. I was like, no, dude, I'm not going to calm down. I'm tired of hearing this bullshit all the fucking time from women. I was sleeping. I was minding my own business. And the first thing that comes out of their mouths is they can't fucking find a man. I can't even sleep without hearing this shit now. Like, fuck this. And then my buddy goes, yeah, you know what? Fuck this. Like, let's have a cheers to trying to find a better situation. And I just like, you know what, man? I don't want a fucking cheers. I just want to be alone. I gave him the vodka bottle. And I just like, I'm fucking gone, dude. I don't want to deal with this shit. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to be around it. And he goes, no, man, come on. Like, come back. And I was like, nah, bro, I'm good. Closed the car door and I took off. I just went somewhere else to be alone. And I was fucking foaming at the mouth of just anger. I had just recently gotten my heart broken again by my ex and a whole bunch of other shit. And I just got so sick and tired of being played, so sick and tired of being lied to. I couldn't figure out, even after I was told how women think, I was still in denial. And I was just proven wrong time and time and time again. Like the red pill, what is it? Like the red pill logic was just slapping me in the face every single time I would have a little bit of hope. Every time I would fucking like, you know what, man, maybe I'm wrong. And then I'd hear a conversation about a mother and her daughter, you know, asking her fucking 11-year-old daughter, what does one guy provide that the other one doesn't? I'm in the middle of eating a fucking sandwich and this bitch fucking says that. I couldn't even fucking sit down in peace and eat a sandwich without hearing some hypergamy bullshit coming out of their mouth. I go to the theater and this bitch is so entitled. She puts her menu right on my chair when I decided to go to the bathroom. And I came back and I see a menu on there and I'm like, what the fuck? I see that the man has his menu on his chair. And I go, excuse me, is that yours? She just looks at it and looks at me and looks at it and looks at me and looks at it and looks at me. And I'm like, here. And I just fucking pick it up and hand it to her. And then she like slowly reached out for it. Like, why are you giving me this? Like, I specifically picked that fucking chair because there was nobody next to me. Not a single fucking person was sitting next to me. You know how you have to, like, you know, push the button and then you're like, you know, select your seat at the theaters? Yeah. And this bitch decided, like, I need to sit right next to this guy who's alone. And she wasn't, like, hovering over my shoulder or anything. She just saw that out of that entire theater, there was nobody around. You know, when she selected her seat, it's got to be right next to that red dot. It has to be. I think she was with a date, if I can remember. I think she was. And it just fucking pissed me off, dude. Center of the fucking theater. With nobody in the fucking theater. Had to sit right fucking next to me. Out of all the fucking seats. Nope. Had to fucking sit right next to me. Just saying some fucking dumb shit about her fucking exes and her mom and her... Oh my fucking God. Then I go to a store, right? I'm ringing up my shit. And there's a bitch fucking complaining about her husband. And it just went on and on. I couldn't escape it, man. I could not fucking escape it. I literally felt like I was losing my fucking mind. And then people would turn around and try to gaslight me into saying, no, man, come on, that's not true. That's not what happens. That's not this. That's not that. And all of these pieces of shit are either, you know, well, hold on. Let me back that up. I got kind of pissed. But they were married. Happily married for years with their own home. Trying to fucking spit some shit at me. Nah, man, come on. That's not what's going on. You're wrong. Like, what was it? Seek and you shall find it. And then their wives would tell me that I manifest whatever I think about and fucking, like, read this book called The Secret and, you know, fucking rub this crystal and fucking, you know, you can't change your astrological sign, but you can change your fucking bullshit and, you know, suck my dick this and fucking horoscope that. I wanted fucking just peace. That's all I wanted. And I knew that I couldn't find it in California. And then I lost my three best friends and I was like, all right, I've had enough of this fucking shit. I want off of this fucking planet. Bastards had a cesspool of women that were just there to try to hook up with the elite men that they could get, right? And just fuck the fuck boys. And I remember just sitting there and just girl after girl after girl would come my way. And I would just think to myself, what the fuck do I have to provide or to offer? I'm living out of a fucking car in the back of a church, bitching on the internet about my life and about having a broken heart, trying to unfuck myself. What the fuck do I have to offer this girl? And then as soon as I would hear their mouth open, it's like, oh, I have nothing to offer this girl. And here's the thing. Nor would I want to. Just one chick was like, oh yeah, ever since I was in middle school and the girls would tease me about being a slut, I just said, fuck it, I'm going to be a slut. So I sucked and fucked since middle school every dick in my fucking class at least twice up until I was 28. And I just like, Jesus fucking Christ. And to her, it was an achievement. It was like, yeah, so I'm pretty skilled. It's like, no, you're disgusting. And then when she told me she was married to an Arab guy, and it was like, yeah, so I know how to be submissive, and yeah, I think I want to be submissive, like, now. Now, at 29, right? And that was right when I just started to accept a women's epiphany phase. When I started to accept the logic behind that. See, red pill is like medicine. You have to take each and every lesson like a semester of fucking college. There's layers to it, and then there's acceptance, and once you accept it, there's no breaking that ironclad rule. It's kind of like hypergamy. But here's the thing. Like I said, hypergamy doesn't fucking exist because what Pop just said is they date across and up. And then they monkey branch. They don't monkey branch up. They'll fuck losers. And here's the thing. If you've got a good story and a fucking story about a broken heart and like, you know, what is it? Rags to riches to rags again. If you've got a good story like that, trust me when I say this, you'll get your dick sucked. If you even so much as hint that you have kids with an ex, you're going to get your dick sucked. These fucking chicks out here will fucking suck anything with a sad fucking story. God forbid you tell them you got a story. And again, I got my life together. I'm achieving goals and I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm tired of fucking having to compete. And only making $20,000 a year, I want to go do something before I hit the dirt. I want to go do something fun. I want to go do something fun with my life. And I decided to make a different choice. Hopefully. Right now I'm educating myself and getting in shape to go do that. But I see this shit, right? I see this shit all the fucking time, man. Women will marry a doctor and then fuck their loser ass friend. Get pregnant by the fucking loser and have the doctor pay for their fucking kid. Every goddamn time. Then when they get divorced, they try to look for another sucker to raise their fucking kid. Or at least act as a fucking second wallet. God forbid that you step in and try to correct the situation, because that woman will lose her fucking mind. You're not going to fucking tell my kid how to fucking la 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 la. Okay, then I'm not paying for this motherfucker. Oh, what, you ain't going to be a man? You know what I mean? Just fucking retard logic. Just entitled bullshit. Like, me personally, I've gotten sick and tired of it. It's fucking disgusting when I hear someone who's entitled, they still have the fucking mindset of a child. To me, that's worse than fucking a pedophile. Or fucking a pedophile? No. That's worse than fucking children. You're fucking retards. Alright? That's far worse. Because you're breeding with them, and you're having kids with them, and you're fucking procreating with them. And now that these retards have fucking gone out and made spawn, now they fucking put their retard logic into those fucking kids. Thus creating a whole nother network of fucking retards. Unfucking real, dude. Unfucking real. I deal with this shit all the goddamn time. I fucking hear it. I'm around it. I'm surrounded by it. Perfect example. I'm at work. And I'm asking, you know, I walk in and I'm like, hey, I noticed that there's nothing on the board. Is there anything on the board for work? And he's like, no, man, everybody just left. There's like, it's literally 8 a.m. There's nobody fucking in the office. And I'm like, everybody just left? What the fuck does that mean? And they're like, yeah, everybody left early because there's no work today, right? And he's like, yeah. All right, so I guess we have a 3-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And he's like, yeah, pretty much. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the fucking secretary comes over and she starts, like, trying to fucking just interrupts the conversation with nothing to fucking contribute. Oh, hi, I heard you guys talking. So what's up? What's going on? Is it? And I just, like, look at her like, no, you fucked me over enough times. I'm not fucking talking to you. Right? And that's the look I gave her. I'm like, all right, so have we finished our project over there on this street and that street? Yeah, we finished. Okay, so the other day I noticed that my mop, my favorite mop, isn't on the wall. And I just, like, what the fuck? First off, I'm right in the middle of a fucking conversation trying to figure out if I should find another job or not. And secondly, like, dude, you're interrupting a fucking goddamn conversation about my fucking work. I'm trying to figure out if I should, you know, go donate blood or something to make, you know, to break even for the fucking month. I don't give a shit about your fucking mop. And dude, I'm giving her this dirty ass look like, you fucking piece of shit. Like, you just can't help but fucking interrupt my conversation. You need to be around me. You need to fuck me over. And so this, and then my buddy, he sees this, right? Or my, you know, guy in the office sees this. And he's like, oh, hey, Jack, yeah, we're not going to have anything, any projects or anything like that going on and whatever. I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to head on home. Any case, and then she tries to, like, you know, interrupt me as I'm, you know, closing out the conversation. And I start walking away. And then she's like, hey, by the way, and like, you know, talking and, you know, or raising her volume so that it has range for me to hear it. I just kept walking, dude. I walked the fuck away. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want to be anywhere near her. I just left. I got sick and tired of the bullshit. So, in any case, I left. And I came home and I was like, fuck, I really need to train tonight. There's no excuse. So I jumped on this book. It basically teaches me how to do pre-algebra again because I forgot. And how do I explain this? Yeah, I got through like the first four pages and then I'm like, okay, this shit's repetitive. I need to stop this shit. It's fucking annoying. So yeah, I did the first four pages of pre-algebra and took a nap. I was about to get ready to go out and fucking work out and I saw this video. And it pissed me off because a lot of fucking things came into my mind when Pop talked about hypergamy and the current dating situation. It's like, dude, they caused it, man. They're psychologically, they're fucked in the head because they want a millionaire to get them out of their fucking problems. It's like, well, I need to be a millionaire in order to attract a millionaire. That's their fucking logic. No, I don't need to be submissive. I don't need to change my personality. I don't need to have a great fucking sense of morals and ethics. I don't need to do that. No, I need to go fucking attain something that fucking most men don't fucking want to begin with. Money. If I want to attract a fucking alpha male, I need to think like an alpha male and I need to be an alpha male. Manifest. You know, that bullshit. These bitches want to run around rubbing rocks and crystals together, but they don't want to rub a man's balls. It's unfucking real. It's real easy how to get a fucking man to get him to do whatever you want. All you gotta do is suck his dick, and that guy will fucking move a mountain. Trust me, I've seen Army Rangers. They're pretty fucking good at making shit happen. With their skill and the right pussy, dude, trust me, those motherfuckers will goddamn. They'll fucking move an entire goddamn town. Easy. Easy peasy. Just one piece of brick at a time. That's all. So here's my thing. Here's my point. My point is that the dating market is fucked because they caused it. And rather than try to fix it by fixing themselves, they want to blame men for not just accepting their stupidity. Does that sound familiar? How often have we heard this shit? Men need to fucking, you know, settle. Men need to accept women for who they are, and we need to fucking allow them to have their power and to have their fucking choices and to do all this shit. And God for fucking bid that you correct them, because if you do, then you're going to be labeled a misogynist and a phobe and it's the, you know, all that bullshit. All these fucking words that they made up. I'm going to tell you this right now. There's nothing that I fear about a woman who is outspoken. A quick punch in the fucking mouth will end that bitch's tirade. Instantly. Sometimes even the threat itself. Sometimes even the threat itself. And I can't tell you how many fucking black women I watch on the streets just beat up on fucking on black dudes. And the black dudes are fucking doing nothing. So is it any wonder why these bitches think that they can fucking handle a man when for fucking years that's all they've done is just put their hands on men that do nothing back? And the moment that a guy like me fucking like steps up, squares up with them, yeah, they back down pretty fucking quick. And I get stared at and I get fucking like, oh, you're gonna put your hands on a woman? Yeah, you know what, man? I hate to tell you this, but man or woman, I'm gonna fuck you up. Don't fucking touch me. I'm gonna make sure that you can't see the next motherfucker that you try to fuck with. I'm gonna make sure that you can't breathe on the next motherfucker that you try to fuck with. Fuck all that. I don't want to be fucking touched, and I don't want to be fucking looked at. I don't want none of that shit. I want to be fucking ignored. You know, and it's so fucking crazy how I see this shit all the goddamn time. Every time I think, like, dude, maybe I'm racist. Maybe I'm a fucking racist piece of shit, and I shouldn't be fucking thinking this, and blah 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 blah. And I've got three black friends, and none of them are like that. And then, what did my black friend say? Dude, I'm getting sick and tired of dating these black chicks. And I'm like, all right, God, like, what the fuck? Same thing, and dude, it's really funny because I see a lot of black guys out here that date white chicks, a lot. And those are the happiest motherfuckers on planet Earth, for the most part. They still got their own fucking traumas and problems that they got to deal with, but for the most part, they're fucking happy. You know, they try to live that white picket fence, you know, fucking Wizard of Oz, Dorothy fucking lifestyle, right? They try. And that's what impresses me. It's like the American dream is still alive for those men that date white women. But it's fucking just does not exist in the black, you know, in the female black community. That shit does not exist. The most you can expect is a man with the G-Wagon who lives in an apartment and fucking does the bare minimum, selling drugs. That is their highest fucking, you know, honor that they can try to achieve or strive for, is a drug dealer. Ooh, baby, you got yourself a drug dealer? Ooh, hell yeah. That's the kind of fucking clout that they have. Not a doctor. No, not a good man. Fucking drug dealer. So, I mean, it is what it is. But in which case, after all this shit that I saw the video. I saw the entire video. You know, women have created this fucking space. So I don't want to hear that they're going to outnumber us, you know, in the fucking schools. I don't want to hear that they're going to outnumber us in the fucking office. I don't want to hear that they're going to outnumber us in the fucking work field and all this other bullshit, mechanical and engineering. And I don't give a fuck. They created this. And here's the thing. They all want to take positions of power, right? They all want to step on the fucking little guy. And they never once stop to think, what if the little guy gets the fuck out of the way? You have nothing to step on. What if they stop listening? You have no one to order. What if they turn their backs? You have no one to lead. You have no power. You have no power of authority if a man has no fear. You gotta have a little bit of fear in order to be led. Now here's the other part. What if we all just stopped? What if men just have finally stopped? You can complain and swash around and do all this shit. But guess what? Men, just stop. You can't fucking tell a man what to do if all the fucking men have decided to quit. Right? We got tired of all the cheating, the manipulating, the lying, the bullshit, the betrayal, more than anything. We got tired of it. So, what the fuck do we care? What the fuck do we care what you do? Go ahead, go get your fucking degree. Guess what? And it's not going to mean shit to anybody but you. Go ahead and go get that six-figure, you know, that six-figure job. It's not going to mean shit to anybody but you. You're not going to share that money with us, so why the fuck should we care? Go ahead and get that really expensive dress. It's not going to look nice on anybody but you. Or it's not going to like look nice to anyone but you. I can't tell you how many times I see guys out here dressing up in their favorite jerseys, their favorite bands, their favorite whatever. They get fast cars for themselves. They get these nice ass cars for themselves. you know, to clout to other guys, like, hey, bro, check this shit out. I got a G-Wagon. Oh, yeah, well, I got a fucking Red Eye Panther, whatever the fuck, Hellcat. Oh, yeah, well, I got this fucking 1963, you know, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? You don't go to a car club to fucking impress the chicks. Unless there's a chick who's into that bullshit. But you go to car clubs so that you can fucking impress other guys. Pretty much. There's a reason why a guy buys a fucking AE86. It's because that's his dream car and he knows other guys fucking love that shit. Other drivers love that car. And he's looking for a particular fucking girl when he buys that car. Same thing with if you were to get a brand new GT86 with a 2JZ swap and a T1 turbo, you're looking for a specific demographic of people when you do that. Make sense? Same thing with the motorcycle. I've only seen, like, back home, I've seen tons of BMW RR1000s. And out here, I've only seen, like, maybe two RR1000s, and it's the same guys. It's a small town. But they're doing it for the elite level of... It's a cheap-ass bike to buy. But they're doing it to prove that they're the elite in terms of maintaining and being able to handle that amount of speed for an affordable bike, right? Of course, you could go for the hyper bikes that are like pushing like 300-400, you know, miles per hour or whatever. But what they're trying to prove is like, look, we can have class and prestige, and they're looking for a specific quality of girl when they have that, when they ride around in that shit. That's what they're basically trying to say. Guy who has a beater of a car doesn't give a fuck. He's just happy to be alive. A man who invests in his car is trying to, is, you know, a fucking Integra with all these like cutesy girls on it. You know, he's got like a hentai chick on it. He's trying to tell you something. He'd rather invest in his car, his pride and joy, and in the car scene than anything. Same thing with the bodybuilding. He's trying to tell you something. He's looking for a particular kind of people. So what are these girls trying to tell you when they have a fucking degree, when they have all the shit? They're trying to attract a specific type of person, but guess what? A guy can share his car, a guy can share his physique and his knowledge, a guy can share his combat experience, his shooting experience, he can share everything with you, but a girl won't. A girl's not going to share anything with you. They're not. They're just not. It's a very particular kind of woman who takes pride in sharing her cooking skills, her ability to sew, her ability to listen. That's turning out to be a dying breed, so who gives a fuck? Once it's all gone, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear it. Well, I got a master's degree. Who gives a fuck? Can you sew, bitch? Can you make, like, my mom used to be able to make clothes from scratch. She used to take a pattern, go out, get the fabric, and make the goddamn clothes. I remember having these jeans that, these denim jeans where they were stretchy in the front and they were just regular denim in the back. So they were tough, right? In the back. So anytime I'd slide or, you know, fall or whatever, the backs wouldn't get torn. And the fronts were stretchy and breathable. And everybody would ask me, like, where the fuck did you get those? And I'm like, my mom made them. I'm like, what? She made them? Like, dude, they last a long fucking time. And, you know, I outgrew them before the pants, you know. My point is that my mom could do that. Because she invested in her skills as being she saw that those skills were important. Does that make any sense? Like to me, carpentry, plumbing, and learning how to work on a car and electrical are all very important skills. The exact same way that my mom saw sewing, cooking, cleaning, and being able to make rational and sound decisions when my father was gone. Being able to pass down my father's ethics onto me. She saw that as more important than getting a fucking degree. Or becoming a photographer or fucking, you know, fulfilling whatever goals she had. She put that aside. The same way that my dad put his hopes and dreams aside to provide for his family. Well, he didn't really do a good job. But my point is that he tried. Right? They set their fucking lives aside for me. And what I'm seeing now, more than ever, is that these chicks go out there, they get their fucking degrees, they get their goddamn money, and they're not setting shit aside for anybody but themselves. They want to live their best fucking life, and then when they're 90 years old, okay, now I'm ready to have kids. Get the fuck out of here. It doesn't fucking work that way. Oh yeah, 30, right as I'm about to fucking hit the finish line, now I'm ready to fucking have kids. Fuck off. Like, what skills have you invested into becoming a better person? Fucking none. Holy shit, it's been an hour. All right. So, let me close it off with this.
Ladies, you fucked up big time. And I'm going to be honest, your children and grandchildren are going to pay the price. Some of them are going to pay the ultimate price because of it. You just think about that for a while. You guys take it easy.
Guard your heart.